Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kind.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's all that's our standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk in Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Oh, today we toast an unidentified woman. Oh, goodness, what state is she from? I believe Sparta, California. Here's the situation. This poor woman, this is really unfortunate. Earlier this week, this woman went to work, and she works at a waxed paper manufacturing place. I can't explain what happened. No one will explain exactly what happened, other than knowing that her hand was partially amputated. All right, so they're saying the employee was transported to an area hospital with injuries not to believe life-threatening, but they did know that the woman's hand had definitely almost been amputated. They weren't even sure if the woman's hand was able to be saved, but they did say she's undergoing surgery, so that's all they could assume. And they did not immediately know the specific age of the injured woman. They just know it's an employee. The news is getting to them quick, so they're like, look, we don't have all the information. But the guy that runs the place said, look, he's unable to go into details regarding the extent of the employee's injuries and circumstances around the incident because now there's an ongoing investigation with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. So this woman had her hand damn near amputated at the wax paper making place. The name of the place that she works at is Handy Wax Corporation. That's right. The woman lost her hand at Handy Wax, which I know is not funny. It just seemed kind of ironic to me. Mike forwarded me the story and just said, you need to read it. So I'm reading through, and the whole time I'm like, it's pretty bad. I mean, there's nothing. The Handy Wax. Damn. Really? Wow. You lost your hand at Handy Wax.
So wax paper.
Wax paper? Dude, you like to cook with?
Oh, all right.
Some people baking.
I'm thinking about like just writing on a sheet of paper. I'm like, I've seen laminated. Mm-hmm.
I think I use more wax paper now that I have kids than I ever did before, and it's never for cooking. My kids always have to make crap when they get home. Like, look what I found. Here's the problem with the internet. I found out how to make slime. In my mind, I'm like, that's great news.
Break out the wax paper.
Sadly,
to cover the table with.
You own all of the ingredients you need to make slime. Because at first, I'm like, oh, that's great. What does it say? And as my daughter's going through this, I'm like, I own every single thing, right? So, yes, the wax paper comes out and protects everything else in the house. But anyway, yes, poor woman. Lost her hand.
I'm not sure I ever use it.
At Handyway. You probably don't. If you live alone, there's not a whole lot of times you really break it out.
Except when I'm baking the cookies.
Except when you're baking the cookies,
right. Making homemade bread.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Oh, Matt's gone.
He's gone.
Matt just seriously phoned on me.
I get
a second. Hold on. They're taking the other line.
All right. What are our options?
Let's see. Much like yesterday, we still have the old standby, the race slash ethnicity.
Okay.
We have one we've been holding on to where you guess the hate. They believe this woman was the victim of a hate crime.
Oh, just guess the hate.
What it is about her that they hated.
That sounds
it becomes a hate crime. And like yesterday, we got a whole new fresh drug one. Been inspired today. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And again, you know, much like, I feel like with the ethnicity thing, you go with stereotypes that we believe to be true in the States, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you find out why stereotypes exist, you find out they don't. But there's always clues. I feel like drugs go along those lines. Because
without question,
people tend to act a certain way when they are high on certain drugs and tend not to act another way. I feel like one is as good as the other. But that's what we have today. And hello, Frankie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Frankie, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. As I was explaining to Miles and Ted, you got three stories to choose from. One of them is Oldie but Goodie, where you have to determine the race slash ethnicity of the person in question. We have one that involves a hate crime. You will guess the hate. Why? What is the purpose they believe that this hate crime happened?
Guess the hate.
Guess the hate. Or guess the drug, in which case we'll share a story with you, and based on how they acted or what they did, you will guess what drug you believe they're on. So would you like to go ethnicity slash race? Would you like to guess the hate, or would you like to guess the drug?
Oh, let's do ethnicity and race.
Ethnicity and race. A fine category if ever there was one. All right, in this case, we have video that shows an attack in a grocery store involving an elderly woman on a scooter. And a man who threw the 80-year-old woman from her scooter also tried to attack the 60-year-old daughter. Video shows a man at least 6 feet tall punching a 60-year-old woman in the face and then grabbing her 80-year-old mother by her hair and throwing her off of her motorized scooter. He actually ripped out some of her hair. The victim even said, quote, "He got right up in my face and I kind of threw my arm like, get back off me. And when I did that, he balled up his fist, swung it, and hit me in the temple." The victim's mother, that's the six-year-old woman. Now, the victim's mother says he slammed me so hard on the floor, you know, the floor is concrete. It just happened so fast. Well, both women say their attacker was upset because he didn't realize that, one, they were together, and two, he thought the mother on the scooter was trying to cut in front of him in line. So that's what set all of this up. Anyway, they say they're just glad the store manager jumped in to protect them before the suspect continued to beat on them. At any rate, my question is, do you believe that these two women, or the attacker, as they're all the same ethnicity slash race, are black, white, Asian, or Jewish?
Sounds like white people.
Where's it at?
Man, I'm trying to figure that out.
It's a grocery store, correct?
It was a grocery store, yeah. I cannot believe that.
So the guy thought that the 80-year-old grandmother and her 60-year-old daughter were trying to cut in front of them in line?
I think what he thought was this, because he says he didn't know they were together. So what that tells me is 6-year-old daughter's in line.
Oh, and she comes
up
beside.
Probably in front of him, right?
All right,
and then
okay.
8-year-old mom strolls up on the scooter, doesn't realize they're together, and thinks she's just trying to cut in line. So he did what any of us would do, which is grab an 8-year-old woman by the hair, pull her out of a scooter, and punch his daughter in the face. You know, the natural reaction to such
things. That is insanity.
That is craziness. And to think he wasn't right. Even if someone was cutting in line, that's not the thing to do. But in this case, they weren't doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a couple theories.
Are you going to share them?
Or all right.
Did you just want to
I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Now, I believe that the clue here is the fact that the woman had her own hair, who was 80 years old, in the mobility scooter.
Mm.
Okay? Now, my grandmother has very thin hair, but she wears lots of wigs.
Yeah, my grandmother did too. Sure.
This is the generation that wears wigs. I think that's more predominant. Maybe it's not in black culture than in white, but I definitely don't think... I don't think a woman who is Asian is wearing a wig. So I believe, hair-wise, as far as natural hair and being 80 years old,
mm-hmm.
that I would tend to lean Asian based on the age and it's your real hair. My grandmother has very thin hair. She's white. There's also a lot of black grandmothers who have a bigger collection of wigs than some people have had hair in their whole life.
I thought my grandmother was running a shop. I didn't realize they were all
so,
for her.
For whatever reason, by the fact that you could pull someone out of the
scooter.
Scooter.
Yeah, my grandma had
by
wigs.
The hair.
by wigs, but like my mom's 75. She still has her hair.
But she would not go out of the house without a wig on. So if you're going to the grocery store and you're 80, that's like the once or twice to get out a week, other than going to the drugstore. So my money says if you're 80, you are done up. If you're going to the grocery store.
But I don't think that holds true is my point as much anymore. Like my grandma had wigs, but now that I know people that are almost 80, they all have their same hair.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my theory.
I mean, I like the wig theory because that takes out one option for me.
Well, that'd have been a weird moment. You gotta snatch someone out of the scooter by the hair and just rip their wig off.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, poof.
Surprise!
Yeah. And did you say what kind of grocery store it was or just a grocery store?
I don't know, man. It does not give the name of the grocery store, I don't believe.
And you say all of the same ethnicity?
All the same. The attacker.
All right. Oh, man. Okay, a black man knows never to touch a black woman's hair.
All men should know that.
Yep. Okay, but
if you didn't know, now you know.
Right. Never. Never. Ever. Ever. So
don't ask.
Yeah. So I think you can eliminate black.
I'm with you. Black's out for me.
I'm gonna go Asian.
Asian's not bad. Also, I feel like maybe, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of stores I go to, there's white and black, but since they're all
the same, yeah.
Right, so that leads me more to Asian or Jewish.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Strong.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to go on here.
It's really not, man.
You know what, Miles? Screw it. I'm with you. I'm thinking it's Asian.
Okay.
All right, Frankie. Where are you?
Yeah, we tried to give you as much as we could think of.
Yeah, I'm still sticking with white people.
Frankie,
Frankie, you're probably going to be right.
Okay, all that explanation.
Yeah, exactly.
My man is unwavering.
I'm not kidding you. Crazy white people.
Yeah.
You're going to stay with white Frankie. Final answer.
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if the guy is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, profile is pretty ugly. 80-year-old woman. She is in a mobility scooter, and she is in Lyons grocery store. Not sure the order of things, but either way.
I believe her daughter, was in line, right.
Okay. Either way, she comes up to join her daughter. Must have passed the person behind her. This guy got upset thinking that the grandmother was cutting in line, not knowing that the two were related. So basically, he started attacking the daughter first, and then ended up pulling the grandmother out of the mobility scooter by her hair.
Yeah, and throwing her down to the floor. And Frankie, we asked you in this big giant melee, did you believe that the mother and daughter, as well as her attacker, question was, did you believe that they were black, white, Asian, or Jewish? Now, you started with white. Both Ted and Miles, you agreed.
Asian.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And here's your theory why. And it was a long, drawn-out theory, and in the end, Frankie, you were unmoved. You're like, yeah, whatever, white.
Thanks.
All right, so I will start with Ted and Miles first. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Not it. So, Frankie, you went with white?
No.
Oh, sorry. Black.
Oh, gracious. That makes us look terrible.
Well, no, because you said, hey, man, don't ever touch a black woman's hair, et cetera, et cetera. One of the quotes I left out of this from the grandmother, who had her hair touched, quote, find my cane. I'd have hit him in the back of the head. I feel like that's a giveaway.
Well, she's on the scooter. She didn't indicate.
That's exactly it.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Some silk pillowcases. All right.
I got them for my kids, player. I'm back in. They both have silk.
Oh, I have.
The hair's a nightmare.
Right, I only
the
have
silk them. Pillowcases, all right? I didn't know anything about it.
I only have them just in case.
Listen.
I swear to God.
Just in case?
Yeah.
I understand.
I want everybody to feel comfortable on an overnight.
That's like the UN.
All right.
Oh, hang on, sister. You're cool. I've been dreaming about you.
I don't know if that makes me nice or bad.
I didn't know.
It makes it good, man.
But you're ready.
Thoughtful.
Like condoms.
It is very thoughtful. Believe me.
Well, I mean, look.
Some chick out there is going to be like,
I like that white boy.
I know. He's a thoughtful man.
I learned it from a friend a long, long time ago.
No, for sure, 100%. My kid seriously has got silk pillowcases at Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And I was much happier about it than they were. Don't think it's a pillowcase. I'm like, just shut your mouth, bro. Trust me.
All right, Miles, just a couple choices today.
Okay.
The so-called professionals are all taking vacation. Who does that? So you'll have Ted Smith or Team of Writers.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Yeah. As long as I do stand on my line, you got an entire Team of Writers doing it for him every single night. Well, then you just have Ted. So you have to determine, is this a late night joke? In this case, is it a Ted joke or is it a Ted Smith writer's joke?
Correct, correct. Talk to the writers today. They were very pumped about the burgers and beer. Today is National Love Your Pet Day. So expect a lot of posts of people showing love of their pets. And people saying that you should show love to your pet every day.
Not just one.
Me, Ted Smith. Team of Writers.
Team of Writers.
Damn it.
You know, Miles, I'm going to run that one back real quick on the fly.
Okay.
Today is National Love Your Pet Day. Not you, Edom Claw.
Not my call.
Wow.
I prefer Pet Your Love Day.
I know, Mike. Sorry. I like that count. It's just too easy, man. They got him sitting out there. You're a NASCAR fan. Don't cheat. All right. A new study has finally proven that beer goggles do exist.
Yes.
The researchers found that drunk people don't really judge whether someone is attractive to them or not, so they just give attention to people they might be interested in when they're not more interested in when they're not sober.
Sure.
And I just want to say thank you to all the women that drink.
Hey, Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
That's a Ted Smith joke.
Okay.
Oh, that's a joke.
Hey, look, we've all been there, all right? Maybe we all haven't, but I've been on both sides of this, right?
Yep.
You know? We all get how the game goes. Hostess is making lip balms that taste like powdered donuts and Twinkies.
Oh, come on.
They were going to do some other flavors, but they didn't think people would want to taste test like a ho-ho.
Team of Writers.
Team of Writers. Damn, Miles. The XFL has been signing some of the CFL's best players, and Canadians are starting to get very upset about it. When reached for comment, the XFL said, sorry, here's some Timbits.
That's
a Ted Smith. That's a Ted Smith.
We traded our player for a box of Timbits.
Yeah, well, the CFL getting mad that some of their players go in the XFL, but the seasons don't run congruent.
They don't run congruent, but I think the way the XFL does their contract structure might be a little something that bugs them. But also, you have to understand, I mean, these guys, they're playing in the CFL because you want to continue to play football. There's no doubt about
correct.
It. But it's three downs, 110 yards, so your skill sets and your strategy is different. It's all throwing all the time because you have more yards to cover with fewer downs. So now, there's a few tweaks to the XFL, but generally speaking, if you understand standard American football, it'll take you 15 seconds, right? To adjust to the game. And well, I think a lot of these guys, you want to get back down. You're also playing with, for the most part, probably better average athletes, I would think, at this point, for what the XFL has put in there. And the NFL, the scouts are already scouting XFL team. They don't really scout CFL so much.
Well, the CFL, though, too, does a great job. Like, I always bring up a guy I went to high school with, right? Cameron Wake.
Mm-hmm.
Played for the Dolphins. And so I forget where he finished his career.
Defensive end?
Yeah. Right? He had a lot. But when he went to Penn State, But when he first graduated, he had to go up to Canada and play because he's a kind of a smaller D end.
Right.
And back then, you know, years ago, people were still having, you know, monster dudes on the end. So for a guy like him, the evolution of the game where you had to be quicker and faster helped a ton.
Yeah.
You know,
in which case, Canada, if you're a defensive end, great place to up your skill set.
And the NFL's kind of morphing into that style.
Right. It, like, for somebody like me that loves college football, when you watch the NFL now, it's you know, it's the same thing. Yeah, I mean, look, they'd run the full college offense except for two things. Hash marks, right?
Right?
It's just different. You can't be as spread out. And I want to say, is there a split? There's some other thing that's, like, different. It'd be hard to run just, like, an air raid in the NFL.
Right.
So
that has been proven.
Well, right. And that one guy, the creator of it, he's the offense coordinator for somebody in the XFL.
Yes, he is.
Also, just one more thing I want to say. Are you a real football coach, an old school football coach, if you don't have a white towel around your neck?
Is that mandatory?
I feel like every coach over like 55 has the white towel around
their neck. Sweating.
It's just funny, man. This is the one time of year I feel like you don't need the towel. This is probably it.
It's February.
Yeah. Good news. Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd are teaming up for a new series. You'll remember they were both together in Anchorman. And Anchorman 2, they're teaming up for a dark comedy called The Shrink Next Door. It's based on a true story, a bizarre relationship between a psychiatrist to the stars and his longtime patient. Will is the patient, and Paul is the doctor. No word on a network. I don't think
I'm
it matters.
I'm sure someone will pick it up.
Right, as it says here, like, you have Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I'm already in.
Yeah. It's not going to be hard to sell at all. Somebody's going to pick it up. It feels like I don't know. I like Will Ferrell when he can get out there and do some raunchier stuff. So I'm hoping this will be on a Netflix, a Hulu, something like that.
I would hope.
Or maybe an HBO. You know, because he has a good relationship with HBO. You know, if you remember The Royal Wedding with Meghan and Harry, he went over there and did a whole two-hour special.
Yeah. Yep.
With, I want to say, Sherry O'Terry? No.
No, well, it's another alum, right?
It's another SNL alum. I'm wrong. It's not Sherry O'Terry. We'll figure. She would always smell her armpits too. She did that character.
Oh yeah, I can't. Why can I not think of her name?
I'm blanking.
Yeah, yeah,
I can see her.
Well, speaking of the royal wedding, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will officially step down as senior royals at the end of March.
Hmm. Were you guys thinking of Molly Shannon?
Molly Shannon.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
Thank you. To a hell of a team of writers back there. They'll no longer hold a royal office at Buckingham Palace. The rep said, quote, the Duke and Duchess will be spending their time in both the United Kingdom and North America.
Good for them.
Yeah, in general, the themes of their calls work related to will remain unchanged, which includes Commonwealth, community, youth empowerment, and mental health collectively. Look, here's the bottom line. They're going to be on a show.
Without a doubt, man.
Right.
Without a doubt.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, and
hopefully they'll be doing some good. It won't be like The Bachelorette.
Well, obviously not.
Royal Bachelorette.
Exactly.
Well, they already travel around and work for these calls.
That family is a mess right now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. With Prince Andrew and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should tell him to go away.
Well, he had a 60th birthday party, and they were going to do a blowout like they normally do. And I think they were going to make him an admiral. They pulled all that out because they told him to step aside for a little bit, but they couldn't find anybody who was willing to go to his birthday party because no one wanted to be associated with him.
Yeah, he was buddies with Epstein.
Right. So
who molested children.
It was like a couple of his kids. It's like, you know, just they kept asking other people if they wanted to come.
No, I don't want my picture taken with him.
And then in the meantime, you've got two other royals, couples, who just announced in the last week that they're getting a divorce. I don't know anything about the royal family. I just know what I've read in the news in the past week. I'm like, man, these guys are having a hell of a time.
What I found about the royal family in the last few weeks, though, is that they're like a really, really, really exceptionally wealthy version of every other family I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I'm with
you. There's dysfunction. There's people that don't want to be a part of the family business, so to speak, right?
I know we've talked about this before. And it doesn't matter whether it's a royal family or just maybe a family like your significant others. It's theirs. But I do take some weird excitement and kind of fun sometimes when you're at somebody else's house and the family's having a huge fight.
Oh,
but
sure.
But it doesn't involve you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like drinking beer, like, yeah,
you know,
that is messed up.
Because you know it's tense and it won't really ever be resolved.
Oh, yeah. And you could say simple things like, you'll be okay, like, just let it go. Like, knowing damn well you wouldn't let it go.
Right. Yeah. And then they also tell you things, you know, like, I don't know, someone storms out of the room and the family member you don't know well says, like, you know, he's always been like that since childhood. And you just keep sipping your beer like, yeah, I see that.
My general line is, listen, We're here already. Why don't we all just eat?
Just trying to hurry up the food.
Well,
and if you guys are going to fight, do you mind if I eat? Because that smells good.
Traditionally, the Smith family, these things would blow up around a holiday. So generally, there's good food there. Right. So just like, I know everybody's tense, and I shouldn't say this. I'm not part of this family, but I think we should all eat.
Maybe it's cold.
Maybe we feel a little better.
All that hard work someone put into that delicious-looking food.
The good news is they'll both remain contained. They'll still be the Dutch and Duke. The Duchess and Duke of Sussex. So, who knows? The bottom Suffolk. Line is, he was never going to be king anyhow. He's like sixth in line.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, you're right with that. Like, yeah, I'm out, man.
I don't need this.
And like we've said before, again, his mother died because of
paparazzi chasing him around.
So, I mean, you know, that happened when he was a child. And I think for most people, it's hard to lose a mother. But especially for them, that young, like you can see why he doesn't want to be a part of the circus.
I completely understand.
His quote was, I'm not going to let them do to my wife what they did to my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, that pretty well says it all right there. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know.
Do you end up with any questions?
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And then I also heard his other quote, which was Canada... It's legal, player.
You think that's why he's...
Oh, yeah.
I'm smoking the Chiba Chiba, Grandma, man.
I'm the Duke of the Ball.
I'm the Bong Duke.
Yeah, right? The Duchess Master. It's a good blunt joke if you get it. Riverdale star Lily Reinhart. She says Luke Perry visited her from beyond. She tweeted, quote, I had a dream last night and I saw Luke... I hugged him so hard, cried on his shoulder, telling him how much we all missed him. Basically, she's just like, looking back on this in the morning, I think his spirit was visiting me in my sleep, letting me know that he's smiling brightly on the other side.
Or he was saying, man, if I'd known you're going to cry this much, I'd have visited someone else in her dream.
Oh, okay,
man, this is awkward.
Well, some people were kind of giving her a hard time, like, you know, like, why would he visit her? And like, well, they work together. It's also a dream. So, like, I don't
know. Why would he visit you? Well, she was asleep and unconscious. Like, dude, it's a dream.
Yeah, hasn't everybody had a dream where a dead relative or somebody dead you know shows up?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes...
Some of them I don't even like. But like, damn it!
Remember the other day?
But in the context, we're all alive. Like, I don't separate, like, well, you're in heaven,
right,
and I'm in this dream. To me, it's like we're all just there, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I can never... Like, if I'm dreaming, I would say, like, I would never think that Luke came down from heaven and I gave him a hug. I would think, like, I'm in a dream, there's Luke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you wake up.
It's real time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not...
Yeah, I mean, I told you I had Snoop Dogg in my dream the other day.
How'd that go?
It was awesome. It was just weird. He was just telling stories, but, like, Thrill would only really know some of these stories. But it was definitely Snoop Dogg.
I'm not even going to get into your mind about that because it's borderline offensive. I don't know what it is. It's Thrill stories.
Very specific, like, parties and stuff that we had gone to before we knew my goals. Uh-huh. I also ran into your wife. I was trading stories about going on first dates with your wife day. Yeah. So I think that probably... Why? I don't know why you were Snoop Dogg, though.
That's the part I'm trying to figure out.
I do.
Yeah.
He smokes weed. Hmm. He's black and tall.
Playing the role of Thrill, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Or like the other day, I had a dream where somebody caught me in a grocery store doing whippets out of a whipped cream container. I don't know where that one came from.
I can't imagine.
But it doesn't mean I was visited by the Whippet Fairy.
Doing whippets in a grocery store.
Oh, it was pathetic, dude. And the guy was like, what are you doing?
Whippets.
Whippets. It was very strange. Nickelodeon's slate for next season includes SpongeBob prequel. That means before it'll take place before the original SpongeBob.
Okay.
That makes much more sense.
Yeah. Did anybody see SpongeBob the movie?
I did not. I haven't watched SpongeBob since my kids were young, but it was one of those that I could tolerate.
I didn't watch it. I can't remember if my kids saw it or not. I know they wanted to, but, you know, you ignore them.
The prequel for SpongeBob will be a 10-year-old SpongeBob goes to camp.
How old is he supposed to be now?
I mean, I always kind of thought he was about 25.
Really?
Well, he works at a burger joint.
Child labor laws are different everywhere.
He's got a girl that he likes, but he never really hooks up with, right?
That can be any age.
Yeah.
I'm 47, damn it. I mean, like...
I feel like as you get older, you're just like, all right, cool. Right. Got the message. This wouldn't be shocking. Tim Allen is starting to float around the idea of a Home Improvement revival.
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, his other show is off the air. Everybody else is doing revivals. Like, honestly, I'm with him. Like,
this is the time, right?
You take it when you got it.
Yeah.
If they're going to offer it to you, this is the time. Because the fad might be over with soon. I think you got to jump on it.
Yeah, and why not?
Well, that's not true. The fad will never be over. It'll just be, how are you going to do it? You're going to reboot a movie? You're going to reboot this? You're going to reboot that?
They do it, but right now, like, movies will always be rebooted for whatever reason. Drives me crazy, but there you go. But with TV, it seems like a fairly recent phenomenon where so many of them are doing it all at once. So I really do feel like, look, if you're going to do it now. Or maybe it's just the generation that grew up with most of these shows, because most of these shows are what, like, mid to late 80s, early to mid 90s?
Yeah.
Wherever the adults are now, like, this is your time to get their advertising dollars. That's really what it comes down to. You go, oh, you know what? These people right now are in the prime of their career. You know, let's reboot this. Let's get them back.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, I don't know. You know, I guess this would be kind of like a Saved by the Bell thing. It's a revival. So maybe it's like later down the line or whatever.
It would have to, because as kids, I mean, they're all adults.
Yeah, right. All the kids in the show are all adults. I mean, the sad thing is, I want to say the neighbor. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah. He passed on.
He passed away. And then
I missed his face.
Well, move into a different home. His kids will be gone. It'll be a different thing.
They should bring Pamela Anderson back. Remember, she was the original girl on his show, Tool Time.
No, they should not.
Oh, she's single. She's got time on her hands.
Yeah, well, she got her debts paid off.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to bring back the show and revive it, I mean,
yeah, why the hell not?
Why not?
Yep.
Plus, it brings star power, Panaz. You get all these kids watching. You know what I'm saying? Their mouths.
Star power of Pam Anderson.
Right? I mean, she still is a big star.
She is. I'd pick a younger, person to play the role. Reprise the role, but update everything.
All right, you're right. She's out. Sarah Jean Underwood.
Damn.
You're in.
That's okay. It. That's all it took.
Thanks, Miles. Good advice. Yeah, exactly. Should have listened to that myself.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Iowa police spot a Maserati in a come-and-go gas station filled with whippets. To Alaska, where Air Force figures out why their morning coffee tastes like the pits. Day night at Raising Cane Chicken Fingers cut short as couple goes back to work. Florida man arrested for 4th DUI tells cops how high he is with a smirk. And microwaved Oreos burn a Florida trailer to the ground. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go down to Florida where authorities have gotten to the bottom of a local house fire. After putting out the flames, authorities went to work trying to find the source. They traced all the way to the microwave. Turns out that someone had put a package of Oreos into the microwave and fired up the machine. Due to the small amount of metal in the packaging, the package caught fire and burned the home. Luckily, nobody was injured in the incident. As soon as I read that headline that Oreos in the microwave had caused a fire, I didn't quite understand how that was possible. And apparently, like, the very, very thin aluminum film that's kind of on that...
Oreo packaging.
Yeah, on that resealable surface. Yeah.
That just makes sense. I mean, I don't think the cream caught on fire.
Exactly. I had no idea what it was. You know, like, did it go molten and just stick and catch fire? I had no idea. So I suppose that makes sense. I'm going to sound stupid here. I didn't know that small of amount of metal could create a fire at that point.
You just need a little bit, man.
Right.
When I was a little kid, it wasn't magic shell. There was some kind of sauce that you put on top of your ice cream, but you're supposed to heat it up, right? Like fudge, whatever. And you're supposed to heat it up on the stove. Microwaves had kind of just come out. Anyway, we put this little jar in, and the only amount of metal on this entire thing, we took the top off and all that, just had a thin foil label. Outside of the sticker that said the name of the product.
Sure.
And that thing damn near blew our microwave to pieces.
Good Lord.
And it did not take long. Made a whole lot of noise, and we're like, ew, that's...
We used to forget to take the twist ties off the loaves of bread if we defrosted them. That was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to another news. We stick to Florida, where a man was stopped due to a dim tag light.
Pardon me.
When officers got to the window, he noted the smell of alcohol and the red, watery eyes of the driver. The driver consented to a field sobriety test, which he performed poorly, but refused to do the breathalyzer test. Instead, he merely offered that he was, quote, high as F.
Jesus.
I like the spirit of him.
You drunk? Nah, man, I am high as... He was immediately arrested for his fourth DUI, as well as driving with a suspended license.
I would think that if I'm a police officer, I appreciate that. Right? Because, look, a lot of people want to not do the field sobriety test.
Right.
And that is their right to do that. That gets a little annoying, I think, if you're a cop. Because, obviously, I know you're drunk. But the fact that the guy, like, look, let's not bother with the nonsense. I'm high as F.
Right.
Like, you know what? I appreciate it. Let's go.
And I feel like I've heard that before, that cops actually prefer to deal with people that are high as opposed to drunk. You know, if you're drunk, you're going to get that liquid courage in you.
Again,
you're stupid.
The cops have spoken to, I know what you mean, but we should be clear, high on weed.
Oh, fair.
Right. Because they're like, look, guys that are high on weed, you show up like, listen, man, we got a complaint. You need to turn down your stereo. Sorry, man. Right?
Right.
You show up and someone's drunk. Hey, man, we got a complaint. Someone set your music too loud. F you, pig. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So they're like, look, we just want you to turn down the radio, but now we have to tase your ass.
Right.
Flip side of that, say you're high on PCP.
Now you're naked.
They'd rather deal with the drunk. Because the drunk doesn't have superhuman strength, and presumably they still have their clothes on.
Exactly. In Iowa, a woman was arrested after police saw a troubling sight in her car. After running the plates on the Maserati, police found that the owner had a driving status of barred. So they approached the car. Inside, they found the woman as well as several hundred Whippet canisters inside of the car. The woman claimed that the car belonged to a friend of hers and was asked to take a breath test, which she passed. However, due to her measurable impairment during a field sobriety test, she was arrested.
I mean, she's going to pass the breath test because she's just doing Whippet. She's not drinking.
I think it was just protocol there, Teddy. You know, check and make sure that she's not drunk and high on Whippets.
Well, you know, because a lot of times people do, and honestly, in my experience, people doing Whippets typically are a little bit tipsy before you get there.
Hello, New Orleans.
Like there's...
That's insane to be driving around doing a Whippet, though.
I would agree.
You need to be standing up against the wall with your back up. And someone in front of you in case you fall. Whipping around
it's
in
like
the
a
car.
Trust fall. You need friends.
Fish it also just seems crazy. Like, you have enough money to afford a Maserati and you're...
And you know,
Whippets. Out on Whippets?
Come on.
No, man, it was her friend's car.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't her car, it was her friend's car.
Either way, do some high-grade stuff.
Hippie crack strikes again?
Probably still her Whippets, but... To Kentucky, where one man picked the wrong place to rob. He was in Lexington and decided to hold up the local Raising Cane at gunpoint. Unfortunately for him, two of the patrons inside of the restaurant were off-duty officers that were on a date night. Not wanting their good time ruined, they got up from their table and drew their weapons, chasing the man out of the restaurant before eventually subduing him and holding him there until authorities arrived.
So my question was like, why are they having date night at a fast food joint? But then I found out they went there, like, after their wedding, so that, like, the chicken strip place holds a spot in their heart.
Sure. Right.
And that's all. This one of a simple night. Then this fool.
Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen the video. I saw the picture of the couple, and I'm wondering if it's one of those things where they see what's going on. It's like, honey, do you want to do it? No, baby, you can do it. I'm wearing a pretty good suit. All right, I'll do it.
Well,
they're both cops.
They both, because they're sitting across from each other, like a normal couple, across from each other. They both almost looked shocked. Like, is this guy really doing this?
Well, sure, man.
While we're here, an airman in Alaska was punished for derelict of duty. Though the details are a bit of a mystery, the airman first class was demoted to airman basic after he was caught urinating in the office coffee machine.
Is that so wrong?
Wow. That's true. It's incredibly wrong. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. Congratulations on testing positive there on the Poppy Seed Challenge, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Next time, I guess where my finger has been challenged, I put my finger somewhere. You guys smell it and figure out where it's been.
Mike's belly button. All right, in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.